Ready.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm still fanning myself.
It's really hot in here.
I'm really hot.
According to her. So, how are you? Welcome back.
Wait, how long has it been since we recorded?
Like 3 weeks.
Whoops. Listen, I have a lot of issues.
I've been sick.
You've got... just been dying.
No.
I died.
No.
Don't I say that all the time? Like,
yeah,
I died.
Every time.
Resurrected new Kendra here. It was like this 8th version of Kendra.
Although you still feel like shit, so.
It's okay, but now it's something different. My throat just started hurting.
Great.
So.
Yeah, I was out from half a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, fuck. Like sinus stuff or what?
Apparently the flu.
Coronavirus?
Yeah. I'm okay. Dying now.
I get it. Well, if that really is what you had.
That's really bad. Have you seen those videos where they're, like, locked in their house and barricaded in their house?
Oh, shit, no. Because it's airborne.
Right, because the government won't them out, and then if anybody comes out, they shoot them. Did you know
that? Nuh-uh.
Yes, in China.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Sorry, it got dark real quick.
I'm very uneducated, and I don't have internet or cables.
I only know this because Chris is keeping up with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a big
news
nerd.
He likes the news and things. He likes learning.
It's fine.
I don't get it.
It's the only way I would be connected to the world.
How are you surviving with that sweater on right now? I just realized you're wearing a thick ass sweater.
It's not that thick. It's a Walmart thick sweater. So not that thick.
I'm dying. Maybe it's because I had alcohol.
I'm cold. You were hot before. You were cleaning.
Well, I was drinking hot coffee.
Yeah, and you were cleaning.
Then I cooled down. Then I had hot alcohol. Listen, I'm going through changes. Anyways,
I can't with you.
What else has been happening with your life? Your phone doesn't work.
My phone
so
worked.
I heard your voice.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
I tried to call you, but you tried to call me also. Also that.
Yeah, they didn't want to give me more money, which is fine. You know, food service worker. They don't make a lot. It's okay. Yeah. But I have to find a new job, unfortunately.
Greener pastures.
What?
I was going to say pastors. That's the person. Pastor?
Yeah.
Pasture.
Pasture.
Greener pastures.
It's always greener on the other side, you mean?
No, I mean like you're going to find greener pastures.
Oh, I hope so.
That's what I was trying to get at. My southern.
What keeps popping?
My chair.
No.
My fat ass on this chair.
Fuck off.
What the hell is that noise? That's just my butt. It's the chair is creaking. The plastic on the... It's the chair.
Okay, whatever. It's fine. I believe you.
Okay. We have things to talk about.
We do. What did you want to tell me while we were recording?
So I've already told pretty much everyone I work with.
Except for me.
Yeah.
Your best friend.
Well, I would have told you if you answered the phone yesterday, but I guess it didn't
That's
ring.
Not my fault.
Anyways.
Text me.
So, well, it's too big to text. So, you know how we have that plug-in heater in the living room?
Yeah.
It's like an oil heater. Like, it looks like an old furnace.
Right. I have one.
Caleb put it there.
Okay.
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 So the lights were off the other
night. Oh, no.
And he goes into his, like, game room to find something. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but he kicks the shit out of it. Okay? No. So he's like fuming pissed. He's cussing in German. I'm laughing my ass off.
Wait, cussing in German?
Yeah, when he gets really upset. He speaks German. So whenever he gets really upset, he'll cuss in German. Because he just helps him
whatever
process. Anyway, so he's back here doing what the fuck ever. He finally cools down. The lights are still off. And he goes to walk back.
Oh, no.
He kicks the shit out of it a second time. So this bitch broke a toe.
What?
He, like, legit broke one of his toes. Oh, shit. Like, it looks so gross. But, like, so
which
I've been
one?
Taping it up. The third toe on his left
foot. Like, the ring toe?
Yeah.
The ring finger toe? Yeah.
Just so stupid.
Oh, poor guy.
Like, he was, like, tearing up because it hurt so bad. And I'm, like, laughing my ass off. So, anyways, I've been taping his toes for the last couple
that
of times.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Broke one of his own. You're going to make me have a coughing fit.
It was just really funny.
Oh my god.
Anyways. That's some shit I would do. But yeah, I couldn't stop laughing. I told everybody at work, and they were like actually concerned because I'm like laughing my ass off talking about how my husband hurt himself. But that's it. That's all. But now I'm gonna ask you questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For me to dive into asking you questions. Get ready.
I'm ready.
Because these are funny questions to ask your friend.
Okay. Thank you. Wait, we have to tell them, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is our host, Lore.
I hate to say it like that.
Yeah, asking these questions so
you can get to know us, so we can get to know each other. And
yeah, because I feel like we already know most things about each other. Yeah. Well, until we ask these questions, we never think right. to ask.
Oh, I need to pull mine up, by the way.
But we're just pulling up random questions, like funny questions to ask your friend. Trying not to get too heavy, like we did last
time. Oh, yeah.
Childhood shit.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so we're just going to start doing this every episode to... It's the chair.
I really fucking can't stand it.
That's not doing it. Oh.
No. Move your hand around. Do this. No.
Oh, is it my wrist?
No.
My wrist cracks.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
No.
I'll stop doing it.
Whatever.
Anyways, questions. Ready? One, okay. Two.
Wait, how many questions are you asking?
I have one, but there's another one on here that I might ask.
Okay, go.
What songs are on your zombie killing soundtrack?
None, because I'm committing suicide.
Yeah, but if you had to get super pumped and get, like, angry and, like, ready to fucking go,
okay.
What would it be?
Okay.
But also, same, we've talked about this.
Yeah, anything...
I literally can't handle zombies, and we're probably both going to end up just...
committing suicide.
Finding a way to kill ourselves yeah. as fast as possible.
Yeah.
But yes.
So anything I Prevail... Not their slow stuff, their fast stuff.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's a screamo band. It's really good.
Yikes.
Love them. They did a cover for one of Taylor Swift's songs.
What?
What where is she like?
Write Your Name?
Yeah, something like
that. I
heard
that, I think.
Yeah, it's really good. That one. Them. That's it.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah.
Let me some Linkin
They're Park. Like... motivated, depressed, motivated. Yeah, yeah, especially now.
Well, but, I mean, they're not, yeah. they're no longer now. So.
But still, like,
I yeah. get it. Love it. Or Korn. I like Korn.
You're going for the really scary stuff. I think I just choose, like, Beyonce or, like...
Single Ladies.
No, Beyonce.
The Lemonade album?
Yeah.
No.
Or, like, have you listened to that new Halsey song on the Birds of Prey album?
No.
You keep
telling me. I know.
It is so good. We'll play it after this. It is so fucking good.
We'll just play it when we leave.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Okay.
If you were a kitchen appliance, which one would you be and why?
I would be a KitchenAid mixer because I'm so versatile.
You're very good at baking, though, so I get it.
Not baking. Cooking.
You're good at baking, though.
I try my best.
Oh, okay, I guess the cheesecake wasn't baking. I was going to say that cheesecake. You're good
what
at, like,
cheesecake?
Mixing things and, like, making things. Nope, that doesn't sound right.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, no,
does
I mean,
take
like...
talent?
No, you're creative in the kitchen, though. Like,
okay.
You can, like, randomly pull things together and yeah. know that it's going to be good together. You made those pumpkin cheesecakes for...
The double layer?
Yes.
Yeah.
For
Thanksgiving. I make them every year.
Oh, fuck, it's so good.
Yeah. That's my mom's recipe.
Oh, well, you perfected it.
Thanks.
Sorry, Mom. Okay, ask me questions.
Okay.
You're going to say, okay.
So stupid. Is cereal soup? Why or why not?
Cold soup.
Gross.
Cold crunchy soup.
Why or why not?
I don't really like cereal, though.
Excuse me?
I don't like milk.
Milk?
Milk.
Wait, I don't like milk, but I love cereal.
No, I don't like cereal.
What?
I don't know if it's because I had to eat a lot of the gross cereals when I was younger, like the grape nuts and like the Ew.
The Frosted Mini Wheats?
No, I never had those.
What? I've like, ever?
No.
In your life, you've never had them?
No. And we had to eat those ones. It was like, they have the, like, clusters of something.
Honey Nut Cheerios, or, like, the honey, you know what I'm talking about?
Nature's Honey something, Nature Oats. That we had the, like, grossest cereal, and we had to eat it all the time, so.
Well, because that's on WIC, and that was, like, a food stamps.
Yeah. Also, I just don't like milk. But also, yes, I never had good cereal.
Have you ever had, like, anything other than that?
I really like Fruity Pebbles, but that's it.
Have you ever had, like, Captain Crunch or Cookie Crisp?
No.
What about Cocoa Roos?
I don't know what that is.
Cocoa Puffs, but it's the off-brand.
Oh, no.
I like Cocoa Roos better, though.
Oh, no. I had the Reese's Puffs cereal one time.
Ew. I fucking hate that one.
Listen, I had a hard life, but also, yes, I agree, it's cold soup.
Okay, good. What's invisible but you wish people could see?
What?
What is invisible but you wish people could see?
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna cry. Okay.
Wait.
Like, you mean, like, about me?
In general. Anything in this entire world. What is invisible? Like, wind.
Oh, I was gonna say, like...
Oh, my God. You were gonna go with, like, your emotions.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I was gonna say, like... my intentions.
Okay.
Because I feel like I can come across really fucked sometimes because...
Yeah.
I try to... Like, okay, with you or Caleb, I can, like, get... Just tell you exactly what it is and, like, not be super awkward. But I feel like with other people, I don't know. Like, if somebody's going through something, I'm like, do you need me to touch you right now?
You're that meme who, like, with the broomstick. Yeah. And, like,
it's like, I want to be that, but I don't want to freak you out with my emotions because they are super heavy. And also, like, just know weird. My intentions without me actually having to show you affection. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I
have my hands so high up.
You did.
Let me doing just explain. The whole, like, they make fun hands. Of me at work for doing this.
I love it, though. So
like, I need somebody's attention. Instead of just raising my hand like a normal person, I'll do this number. I'll hold up the palms of my hands. But
like you're praising God.
Yeah, but all I need you to know is that I need something, and that gets people's attention. Or I do, like, I touch my nose. I'm like...
Really?
Like point, touch, yeah. And, I mean, they get it. They're like, okay, Kendra, please tell me what you need so you'll stop doing that.
God. You make them feel weird.
I get the point. But, like, people will walk into a room, like, hold their fucking hands up like that to show to that they're you? Making fun of me. Yes.
Aww.
Like, hey, guys, calm down. It's not that funny anymore.
So, like, okay. You want to know my answer?
Oh, fuck, what? What do you guess?
Can you guess?
It's probably something to do with rainbows or... When you said wind earlier,
kind of
sound
fart.
Oh, son of a bitch! I'm like, my emotion, my intention. You're like, I want to see farts.
I want to know if I'm gonna walk through a fart in like public or something.
See the like green fumes.
It like doesn't even have to be green. I don't
that
care.
Painting I did though, I did a really fucked up painting. I call it stink. It looks like fart fumes.
It looks like if you can imagine what a fart would be. And then thrown up on a painting. That's what that is.
A poor painting.
Thrown up.
That's exactly what it is.
Vomit.
Yeah. But that's funny, though.
Farts.
Your farts would be like a purple cloud. It would be so cute all the time.
It would be my aura color.
Just fart all the time.
Oh, I do already, but...
So that the purple cloud.
I just want to know if I'm going to walk through someone else's fart.
Oh, I get it.
I don't care,
like,
about mine.
Or like the really bad smelling ones would be like black. Would be like red dripping, like,
oh,
like, you know, like they would look gross. That's like, what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, okay, yeah, like goosebumpy, like
a dust.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Not like Goosebumps you get, but like the book's Goosebumps,
like the intro to the show Goosebumps. Yes, yes, I'm on the same page.
Yes, get it, book.
Yikes!
Beat you.
Mine was just right here.
It was in your chest.
It was right here in my chest. Okay. Do you want me to tell you things?
Do we want to tell them what we're talking about?
We're talking about the Bermuda Triangle.
Imagine SpongeBob.
And Gabby did a thing with her hands that nobody can see.
Yeah, I know.
I thought about buying a ring light today so we can start, like, practicing videoing ourselves.
Recording?
I didn't buy it.
How much are they? They're like $50 or something like that.
No, they have them at Walmart for, like, cheap.
Okay, they probably stand perform on a tripod. Cheap.
Nah, we can, fuck it, we can try it.
Well, I mean, we already got a Walmart microphone. Although we bought new ones.
It works pretty fucking good, but yes, I'm very excited.
Fuck yeah.
We're gonna sound magical.
Well, hopefully.
If you don't already.
If I can figure out how to work.
It's gonna be great, and we're gonna be lounging.
We need to get, you know what we need to get?
Your breath just fucking quivered. You like...
I got excited because I had a good idea. I want to get
I'm even hotter now. That was really funny.
I want to get Lazy Boy chairs in here.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, we were talking about buying, we were looking at, okay, we were at Walmart for like 5 hours today, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Getting our oil changed and tires rotated because
it's a Saturday,
the usual place we go to, it was busy. But also, we don't like the people that are there anymore. So, listen, we made a quick decision. And we went to Walmart. And we both regret it now. Even though we got the rotation free because we bought the tires there.
Oh, yeah.
But it took forever.
5 hours.
Wasted time of my life. I'll never fucking
get back. She even texted me to come pick her up.
But then they said, hey,
a whole town over. And she wouldn't spit it out that she wanted me to come pick her up. I literally had to rip it out of her.
But then they were like, no, your car's next for the rotation. But then that was still an hour fucking later that we got out. An hour and a half later after they said, hey, you're really? Next up. I don't know if they were just so slow or shorthanded or whatever the fuck.
Probably
it was,
all of the above.
Anyways, my point of getting into it right now is that we were walking around for a long time and we were looking at those like couches and chairs they have, the futons. And he was like, what if we were to get rid of the day bed and put a couch in there or put chairs in there? I was like, you read my mind. So, yes, we're on board with that, is my point.
Okay. Well, I have a futon that we don't
very
use.
Very excited. Oh, yeah. It's that in the short back room. One. Yeah.
No, it's in that front room now. We moved it. But I don't use it. We don't use it.
Yeah, we want to get rid of this shit. Because it takes up space and it just creaks and it's not even comfy.
No.
Kibby likes it.
I'll bring it over.
But Kibby's taken too much furniture from me. I can't deal with him anymore.
Kibby's her cat.
We've had him for 4 years now.
4 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
How old
We're
is
parents.
He?
Not really. He was 10 weeks old when we got him.
Oh my god. That's right, because you had to wait for him to be older to be able to neuterize him.
Yeah.
Spay? What's the difference?
He is a boy, so we neutered him.
I don't know. I get him confused.
Spay is for girls.
I know. One's for the other, but I just didn't know which is goes with it. Leave me alone.
It's not dogs and cats. You still spay. You can spay a dog, right? Yeah. You still spay a girl dog. And
right.
Neuter a boy.
Yeah, it's the gender.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyways, but yeah, he's a little baby, and then we've had Bobo for a little over a year. Anyways.
Sorry, I took a drink.
I have something really quick to say.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. We're going to delay this more minutes.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
Well, while we were waiting, and I was telling him I was getting upset because you didn't answer your phone.
Oh, God.
And I texted you your full name. I texted you Gabrielle.
Ugh.
And then I showed him, like, look, I texted her name. Now she's going to respond. And he was like, what? Do you like that name? Do you want to name our kid that name? I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
But then he goes, I'd be okay with that.
Oh, I know. Oh,
I know. I said, oh, my God, Gabby's going to cry.
That's so cute.
It's a boy, Gabriel. If it's a girl,
name
Gabrielle.
Brielle.
Oh my god, stop. We're
nice. I love it so much.
I literally said, oh my god, we're going to have so much fun. I'm going to tell her that she's going to cry. And he's like, what? Do you guys do that for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Bob!
Bab!
I know he's listening to us because his door is cracked. No, he's not moving. So but cute. Anyways, I know you so well.
Don't okay. touch me. What is wrong with you? The noise, I'm the last person.
The noise I make when I'm about to...
Don't. I fucking hate you. That's so cute.
I know. He knows us so well. Sorry, my face is really hot still.
I can't. He's not I keep thinking me. About...
What?
If you do.
Ghost. Oh, okay.
Ghost.
You were doing this thing like you were trying to listen to what was behind you, and you're like, I keep thinking, and I said, ghost.
No.
Okay. Hot FaceTime. Too ready many emotions. To talk about things.
Quit popping and locking and dropping it. Ew.
Oh, did you hear the chair again? Okay. Sorry. We're going to talk about actual things now. Ready.
Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle. So a lot of people, a lot of things I read were like, this is bullshit. It's just the earth. Like, there's no conspiracy. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. This bullshit. Herky derky.
But at the same time, I'm going to throw my own conspiracy out real quick before I even start talking.
Because you know I'm going to crush it, right?
You are going to talk about a lot of shit, and you love conspiracies. Yeah. And this is the first conspiracy that we're doing.
I like crushing them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, you just did this thing.
Demolishing.
Actually scared me.
Oh, sorry.
Yikes. But I feel like regardless if there's weird shit going on, if there's paranormal things, aliens, whatever the hell it may be. Oh, okay.
Your hands.
I was holding my hand. I'm very animated, especially today.
I miss you. Okay.
I drink some. I'm very
period.
Hot.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people have gone missing. Supposedly a lot of planes have gone down or ships have sank or whatever. However people went missing. Mm-hmm. There has to be so much fucking energy. Like, people, like, the fear of, like, if something is going to happen. Or if it's, like, pirates or whatever the fuck happened.
Well,
like,
that's one of the theories, that there's so much fear around it that it happens.
That it's going to happen.
That
regardless.
You fuck up. So I don't want to... give away my stuff, so.
Okay. So, the Bermuda Triangle, the triangle itself is roughly 500,000 square mile expanse from the edge of Florida, which is exactly Miami, to Puerto Rico, and then to the island of Bermuda, which mm-hmm. you can't see it. It's over here. Oh, no, it's over there. I was pointing. Oh, it's highlighted. I need to tell you, I actually did not see that highlighted triangle until right now at this moment.
What?
My eyes suck.
Yeah, I could see it perfectly.
I literally did not see that. I saw that it said Bermuda Triangle, and I saw the corners.
And you thought the island was underneath Bermuda?
Right. Like, triangle? I didn't.
That's okay. We'll just pass over that.
Okay, anyways. Scrolling. So yeah, some people say the borders of it are different, but essentially it's Miami, Puerto Rico, island of Bermuda. Bizarre activity has been dating back to the days of Christopher Columbus, who reported unusual compass activity while traveling through it en route to the New World. But the triangle would later earn a reputation as a dead zone for planes and ships, like their radios and shit, mm-hmm. And unexplained disappearances in the 20th century. So I'm going to tell you specifically about the USS Cyclops.
Oh, I've heard about this. What?
I felt like I had to cough, and then that didn't come out. I need to get a drink.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pauses to get sippies because we're both dying.
I'm having a lot of issues.
They gave me an inhaler. They prescribed me because I had.
I don't know why that was funny.
To yeah, why was that?
I just imagined you using an inhaler.
Why? Why is that funny?
I've seen Kyla use hers, and it is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Why?
Like, I know she's, like, struggling to, like,
breathe.
But she does this really weird thing with her chest. Yeah. Yeah. See, that was funny.
Yeah. I forgot all of my medication at home, by the way.
Oh,
so
no.
They gave me an inhaler to breathe because my chest was really tight, which it is right now.
Oh, shit.
And then they prescribed me Sudafed, but they... It's like
the
over
real
the
one?
Yeah, it's over the counter, but you have to have a prescription for it because meth head's fucked up. So.
Yeah,
And then they gave me another, like, gel one. She told me what it was, like, all the other stuff it does. But I know it, like, helps with, like, to help me breathe at night. But it also makes me sleepy so I can sleep at night. Holy Doesn't shit. Work. Gives me the shakes. I have a panic attack every night.
Oh, my gosh.
It does help me sleep eventually. Or it helps me stay asleep. Doesn't help me get to sleep. So I, like, basically have a panic attack every night. And then make myself pass out. And then I stay asleep till the next morning.
This sounds awful.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck? So,
but it's been helping, like, with, like, my chest and my foggy brain and, like...
Holy shit.
Whatever's going on. My sore throat. And so.
Gabby.
What?
If I get sick when you leave here, I'm going to be very upset.
I cannot make any promises.
Gabby?
You've known I've been sick.
Yeah, I didn't know you were that sick. That's really bad.
I'm sorry. God. Sorry.
I'm glad you're alive. Okay.
Sorry.
Shall we continue? Yeah. USS Cyclops. Yeah, that's what reminded me of my... Oh, yeah, I was getting a drink.
That's... Oh, my God.
It's like Cyclops. How did that make us think... That was my shoulder. How did that make us think of sickness and... Anyways. Sorry.
Honestly, don't know.
Okay, so this ship had been successfully sailing since 1910, traveling the Baltic Sea, the Caribbean, and Mexico. I don't know what I was supposed to say.
Mexico.
And assisting with moving coal around the world and helping refugees. But in 1917, so only 7 years later, when America entered World War I, the Cyclops became a naval asset. So it was transporting troops and coal to fuel... To fuel other ships around the world. Okay. So, March 1918. The ship was no longer in the war and it was carrying a new cargo, which was tons of dense manganese. A transition metal used in steel making. I googled it because I didn't know what it was.
Oh. Manganese. It's a mineral.
Manganese ore. So it had 11,000 tons of this and also 309 crew aboard. And they were going to Barbados to resupply for the long journey home. Oh, I put journey to and they were going from Barbados to Baltimore, Maryland. The last known message from the ship just said, "Weather fair, all well." But on the 9-day journey, something went awry and no one from the 550-foot-long ship was ever seen or heard from again, vanishing without even an SOS. And this is actually, I mean, you've probably been staring at this since I've had the screen up.
Yes.
Is one of the crew members. Okay. And I can't see his name. Navy Department, I think it says Gordon Deves? Deves?
Ramsey? I don't know.
Just says lost.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad. But, like, seeing...
Does it say what his age is?
I put this on here because, like, seeing a face, like, just...
Kind of sets it in.
Yeah. No, it says... I think that's whenever he got on the ship. 6/14/1918.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't tell a lot of information. It's like a... I assume it's, like, you know, like... whenever you'd go to check out books in the library a long time ago, you'd find those, like, cards. They still have them. That's what it looks like. Oh. I haven't checked out a book, and I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's literally all I have on the ship, and now I'm going to talk about different theories and what people talked about after the fact. Because there's literally nothing.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. I'm not reading it.
Stop looking.
I can't see.
Okay, there was a feature published a couple years after the ship's disappearance in the Santa Fe magazine, described the strangeness of the disappearance. I'm doing a lot of quotes with my hands.
Okay.
Usually, this is a quote, okay, usually a wooden bucket or a cork life preserver identified, usually a wooden bucket or a cork life preserver identified as belonging to a lost ship is picked up after the wreck. But not so with the Cyclops. She just disappeared as though some gigantic monster of the sea had grabbed her, men and all, and sent her into the depths of the ocean. And the suddenness of her destruction is amplified by the absence of any wireless calls for help being picked up by any ship along the route. Throughout the decade...
Okay.
You're like, wow.
That was a lot.
They're a journalist, okay. Throughout the decades, there have been... many sensational theories about the ship's disappearance. It's one of the more than 100 ships and planes to have mysteriously disappeared in the so-called Bermuda Triangle. Was the ship eaten by some beast of the deep, carried off as evidence by UFOs, or simply destroyed by a storm? At the time, people wondered if the ship and crew had been victim to a German submarine or raider, which that is one of the main theories for the Cyclops, is that a German submarine spotted them traveling and just took them the fuck out. But then nothing has been found by them, no bodies or anything.
Huh.
So that's why it doesn't really add up to that.
Yeah. And there was, like, what, 550 crewmen on there?
309.
Oh,
okay. 550 foot long.
Oh, okay.
But still nothing has been found. Yeah. And a lot of people speculate if it was over a certain part of the ocean where it's the deepest, and if it could have sunk just at the right moment, or if a big wave took them out just at the right moment, that they could have been lost in this, like, big crevice or something in the ocean.
Which is still a possibility.
Yeah. I think I talked about that down here. German submarine raid. Okay. It was barely a year into the war, and the Cyclops would have made a strategic target, yet nothing surfaced. And as time went on, it became less and less likely that the German crafts had anything to do with it or were even in the area at all. Others have pointed fingers at the captain, George W. Worley. Months earlier, some members of the crew claimed that Worley was a drunk, unsuitable to steer a ship. There were even reports of minor mutiny staged aboard the ship. The Navy defended Worley, though, of these charges, and he returned to his command.
Great.
So.
Great.
Also some sketchy stuff. The U.S. Navy says, and it's official...
Which I also touch on a little bit of something similar to that.
They state in their official statement about the Cyclops that the disappearance of the ship has been one of the most baffling mysteries in the annals. I don't know what
that means. Anals.
I'm not going to say anals.
Nope, already did.
In the Navy. A-N-N-A-L. So sorry.
Canals?
No. All attempts to locate her having proved unsuccessful. Okay. Sorry, I'm not done. I just had to get a drink.
I know.
Okay. There are a couple other theories on here. So there are other people clinging to other conspiracies, especially those with personal connections to the ship. Marvin Barish is a descendant of one of the firefighters that was aboard the ship. He has spent more than a decade researching its history, painstakingly gathering Navy records, ship logs, anything else that might become useful, including a blackened bag of manganese ore that I guess is the same that they were carrying.
Yeah.
But nothing's been found from that, so...
Huh.
I don't fucking know.
That's weird.
The whole existence of the ship has been swept under the rug, he told the Baltimore Sun. It wasn't like it was lost in a glorious battle. It just kind of fell off the face of the earth. Barish has his own suspicions about what happened. A series of mechanical failures, a crew not used to the heavy cargo, and a possible great rolling wave that tipped the ship and her passengers into the ocean forever. All of this, he thinks, may have coincided with the ship passing over the Puerto Rico Trench, the deepest part of the Atlantic, where she would be near irretrievable. So that's the deepest part.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Despite his theory, Barish retains some hope that the ship will be discovered, especially as undersea exploration technology improves.
Yeah.
There are fewer and fewer lost shipwrecks every year, with high-tech devices, spotting vessels, believed to be gone for good. The Cyclops may be next on the list. I just want her to be found, Barish said. I want the 309 to be at rest, as well as the families. It's something everybody needs. Some resolution.
Aww.
Yeah, that's sad.
Is that it?
That's literally all I have.
Whoa, also, your story is short.
I didn't cite that. I got everything from history.com.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I'm not in my best form today.
You're fine.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you. I have a news article on my phone, though, because it was really funny. There's this scientist that feels like he is a fucking genius and he solved it and he knows exactly what happened.
The Cyclops exactly or the Bermuda theory?
The Bermuda theory. His name is Carl Krasinski.
Don't read it. Don't read it. I'm sorry. You can't read it. Okay. We'll get there.
Anyways, I just thought it was hilarious.
So. I literally, yeah, we will get there.
Okay.
Sorry.
I won't say anything.
I know. I stole your thunder.
No, I didn't have any thunder.
So sad. He's right here.
Oh, you're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Literally. So mine's, like, pretty long.
Holy shit.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 pages.
All right.
No big deal. We'll take a break. And you'll hear back from us. Okie dokie, artichokey.
Keep this picture up for reference. Can I close this?
Sure. Yeah, you can close it.
Okay.
We're back.
Closing now.
Oh, I got coffee and peed. If you were wondering.
And she spilled a lot of coffee on my floor.
She called me reckless.
Very reckless. You just tilting the cup like nobody's business.
Sound like my mother.
It's fine.
Okay. You ready for my story?
Yeah, I'm going to turn this off. Go ahead.
Cool. 3 pages.
Tell me things.
All right. This is Flight 19?
197.
197?
It's from my favorite show, Revenge.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm sorry.
I thought it was Flight 19. Yeah, Flight 19.
I know. I was just telling you from my...
What is wrong with you? Nothing. Okay. The date is December 5th, 1945, and 5 American Avenger fighter bombers take off from an airship in the Naval Air Station of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The weather is crystal clear, and blue skies greet the pilots. What?
I'm listening to you, but also I was looking at this crease.
Oh my god. Make it a face. Okay, and blue skies greet the pilots as they rise to cruising height. Below them, the tropical Atlantic is a light blue and calm. It is picture-perfect day. A picture-perfect day. The 5 aviators are experienced combat veterans and have hundreds of hours of combat flight hours under their belt. You got this? You got this whole picture?
Experience, weather's perfect, nothing's going to go wrong.
Got it. The Avenger aircraft they fly are fresh off the production line, equipped with all the latest flight gear that the U.S. Army's industry could afford. The plane's pilot, a course east, flying for 56 miles to execute a few practice bombing runs at the Hens and Chicken Shoals.
What?
A naval...
that's the name of it.
It's Hens naval ground... Yeah, proving ground? Proving ground? I don't know the word. Anyways, it's part of the Navy thing.
They're just doing testing.
Yeah. Then the planes will fly east for 67 more miles and reach the Bahamas before flying north 73 miles and then turning back for Florida. The planes plot the triangular flight path across the Bermudas, which will end them back at home. As the flight heads out to sea, though, the lead pilot's compass starts spinning out of control. Commander Charles Taylor carefully checks and rechecks his equipment, but can't find a reason for the malfunction. The other pilots radio over, and they too are experiencing strange equipment malfunctions. Excuse me. Taylor radios back to Fort Lauderdale and informs the tower of their equipment malfunction. Even more troubling, he reports his location as being over the Florida Keys, which is impossible. As he and his wingmen have flown due east for at least an hour. The tower radios back, informing Taylor to immediately turn north and head for Miami, but only if he is sure he's over the Florida Keys. Lacking modern radar and IFF transmitters, which I asked Chris what that was, and he had no fucking clue.
Like, tracking where they are.
That's what I assumed. The tower is as in the dark as Taylor's position as he is. Suddenly, Taylor spots a mysterious silver saucer-shaped craft directly in front of him. The craft appears to have accelerated towards his plane, and in a blink of an eye, it accelerated, blah, blah, blah. Looking inside the small porthole cut into the craft, Taylor spots the face of a Zeti reptilian alien waving back at him.
Shut the fuck up.
Just listen. At the same time, miles beneath the Atlantic Ocean, a fire crystal that once powered the now sunken city of Atlantis hums with energy. The Atlantean relic, damaged in a great catastrophe. What is wrong with me?
I wrote this. What do you call a cat disaster?
Okay.
Catastrophe.
Thank you. Catastrophe.
I was like looking at it like, how the fuck?
Look, I'm dumb. That sunk the legendary city beneath the waves centuries ago and is still functional but severely damaged. The fire crystal releases a burst of energy that bores through the miles of water and into the sky, incinerating Taylor and his aircraft. Except the Atlantean fire crystal is too late because Taylor and the other planes with him are suddenly overtaken by a shining, whirling vortex of Triforce energy, not my words, which teleports the pilots and their aircraft to the year 3451 AD. Arriving in our distant future, Taylor lands his plane to find a planet ruled by Bigfoots, or a planet of mythical apes.
Okay, why the fuck did you just tell me that?
You will see. The Bermuda Triangle has mystified humanity ever since the disappearance of now legendary Flight 19. But for as long as the myths surrounding the alleged mysteries of the triangle have persisted, so too have the debunkers who have worked far harder than any human should have to try and convince people that Atlantean fire crystals, sea monsters, alien spaceships, and time vortexes don't exist. Okay. You got it? You absorbed all of that?
I feel like you're telling me a weird movie plot or like a dream you had.
Right? And I'll let you know where I got this from. It's from a YouTube channel.
Oh, shit.
That's really cool, actually. Now, a scientist has finally pulled the curtain back on the truth behind the Bermuda Triangle, and his discoveries, all backed up with scientific evidence, have shocked many. The truth didn't shock many people at all, and that's because scientist Carl Kruzelnicki. Thank you. Has at least revealed the empirical evidence that the only mystery surrounding the Bermuda Triangle is that there never was a mystery to begin with. So, it turns out that good old-fashioned human ignorance.
Sometimes a douchebag.
Yeah, I know. A whole lot of misinformation and an appetite for mystery is mostly to blame for the Bermuda Triangle alleged weirdness. Take the legendary disappearance of Flight 19, for example. I told the story as mostly conspiracy theorists tell it, and yet there are very many glaring errors even before we get to the aliens, fire crystals, and time vortexes. The weather, for example, was not crystal clear. There was moderate cloud cover that impeded sight at times.
But how does he know that?
Well, like, there's record of, like, weathers.
Like other places other than this
in
guy.
That area, okay. Like they keep record of all of the, that's like, you know, like if on the, you're watching the news and like in 1950 the weather was this. I don't know why I said it like that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
So there's like all this record keeping stuff of it. Blah blah blah. The waves below were cresting at about 15 meters, hardly calmness for a pleasant afternoon flight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So if he did go down, he would be fucked by the waves and stuff.
Right. The pilots themselves were not combat veterans with hundreds of flight hours between them, but rather four of them were extremely inexperienced in what would have been one of their first training flights. Oh, no. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Commander Taylor himself was also quite the controversial figure.
Oh, no.
He was known to be a heavy drinker and, in fact, had showed up the day really hungover. So, probably still drunk.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm definitely over the 40 keys. And they were like, that doesn't sound right, but okay, go north.
Right, exactly. Also, he had a prior history of getting lost and having to ditch his plane. Having done twice already. Yeah.
He would just fucking jump?
Well, like, they had the emergency ejection. Yeah, he's done it twice already.
Oh my gosh!
So clearly not the best navigator in the world, which maybe helps explain why he drifted so far off course. The fact that the airmen were not flying brand new Avenger, but rather well-used aircraft, probably also explains why Taylor's compass malfunctioned, which only exaggerated the problems with Taylor's poor navigation skills. And there was, of course, only one recorded malfunctioning compass, not four, like the other pilots or whatever, which further decreases the mystery of the disappearance. Taylor's pilots had, in fact, repeatedly pulsated that they had accidentally flown southeast, not southwest, as Taylor believed. Several pilots even repeatedly suggested that they turn west, though Taylor insisted that they keep flying east, taking them further out to sea.
What a douche. Right.
One of the pilots even thought to have broken formation and headed west, albeit too late to save himself as his plane ran out of fuel.
Oh, so it was like, like a group of planes, like not just one dude in one plane. They were all following this guy's orders because they had to.
Right.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm
right. No, you're fine. From established facts alone, we can already see how many elements of the Flight 19's disappearance has been misunderstood or misrepresented by conspiracy theorists. And I don't want this to sound like I'm bashing anybody, because I too am a slight conspiracy theorist. I love them. I like digging into them, and some I do believe or could be partially true. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put that out. Anyways, with the factual account of disappearance, it doesn't seem like much of a mystery at all. Why did I put that in there? Hmm. Anyways, Taylor was irresponsible, took off with a malfunctioning compass, and then led his flight deeper out into sea instead of turning west, as he should have done. Heavy cloud covers only obscured views of any recognizable land masses and added to the difficulty in navigating. Mystery solved. Taylor got his men killed due to error of judgment and certainly didn't need to help of need the help of extinct Atlanteans or space aliens.
Yeah, that's really sad though.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay, so there is, of course, the popular follow-up to Flight 19's disappearance. The disappearance of a search and rescue aircraft sent on the same flight path. What?
Oh no.
That very night.
What? The rescue plane also disappeared?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, you didn't know sorry. That? No. I literally haven't heard this story before.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you had. Once more, depending on which conspiracy theory website you read the story on, the disappeared plane either vanished in thin air or was spotted being followed by UFOs or became victim of another Atlantean fire crystal. Yet the alleged sudden and explained disappearance had several witnesses who reported a fireball crashing into the ocean. The next morning, plane debris in an oil slick was discovered. Excuse me. Except the PBM Marrier aircraft, which is the rescue plane, which had been dispatched to look for the missing flight, already had a reputation for randomly exploding.
Excuse me?
The plane had already earned the nickname of Flying Gas Tank.
Crazy. Why the fuck were people still flying it?
I don't think they had a lot of money at that time to, like, have a new aircraft.
So stressful.
After the disappearance of the search and rescue Marrier, the Navy grounded all its Marriers and eventually replaced them altogether. Okay, took that.
Holy shit.
To replace them.
Why would that be the rescue plane? Let's send the flying gas tank.
Yeah. The exploding metal bomb. Whatever. I don't know what to say.
I was thinking of like a bath bomb. Exploding metal bomb.
So an irresponsible commander with a faulty compass showed up to work half drunk, led his men far out into sea to crash. The search and rescue aircraft dispatched to find any remains itself exploded due to its poor construction. For some, this is still not enough to convince them, as there is something more supernatural at hand. Since the
Since the mid-1970s, Lloyd's of London has been attempting to convince the unwashed masses that there is nothing weird about the triangle. Lloyd's of London is a maritime insurer who has insured ships heading out to sea since the 17th century. Every time one of their insured ships goes down and or bad... Oh, wait. What?
What?
There's a mistype. Anyways, anyone, like, goes down due to, like, weather...
Oh, is that where the squigglies are?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Anyways.
There's a mistype. Oh, you mean the underlined word?
Yeah. That's me. They lose a significant amount of money, thus Lloyd's keeps one of the world's most detailed records of all maritime accidents all around the globe. Okay. The area known as the Bermuda Triangle is very heavily trafficked sea lane. Trafficked?
Did you write trafficated?
Trafficked. I spelled it right?
Yes.
Sorry.
Gabby left her brain at home.
I did. I really did. Cruise ships routinely cross through the triangle, bringing thousands of tourists to the Bermuda. Oh, the Bahamas. Sorry.
I mean, Bermuda, Bahamas. I mean, the same. Yeah. It's all right there.
And other tropical islands. And giant cargo ships cross through the water en route to the ports of Gulf of Mexico. A ship wanting to dock at the southern U.S. ports, at the southern U.S.'s largest ports, such as Mobile, Alabama, must cross through the triangle on its way to America from Europe, Africa, or even Asia. Excuse me. All this heavy ship and air traffic is bound to result in a large number of shipping accidents and lost ships. Okay. No matter how advanced our modern technology is, some estimates say that we still lose 24 large ships every year, or one a month.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Completely vanishing along with their crews. No matter the technology we have, the ocean is still very wild and dangerous, and humans tend to forget this. When you concentrate large amounts of shipping traffic through a narrow corridor, such as the Triangle, it's expected that from time to time there will be headlines grabbing disappearance.
Well, narrow meaning there's a few thousand miles right there, but...
It's still technically narrow with...
Massive ships.
Yeah.
And air traffic.
Yeah. It's a lot. So...
Scary.
Yet after scoring the... Prove the public, blah, blah, blah. So Lloyd's of London was able to prove to the public that this part of the world suffers shipping accidents... Wait, did I already read this? No, I didn't. Okay. Lloyd's of London was able to prove to the public that this is part of the world's... Gotta start over.
Why?
My brain hurts.
You have so many paragraphs.
I know.
In this. Usually just have little bullet points, but like this is a shit
ton. It's a lot. Well, because I had to tell you the story.
Yeah.
To get you into it.
The conspiracy.
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
The actual. And then I had to break it down.
There's a lot of information here. Go ahead.
I know. He looked tired.
I'm enjoying it. Well,
okay.
That's just me.
I know. Lloyd's of London was able to prove to the public that this part of the world suffers shipping accidents and loses at nearly the same rate as anywhere else on the planet. In fact, they've been trying to tell the world this information at large since 1974. And in complete predictable fashion, it's considered fake news. So, briefly, another theory, which is at least scientific in nature, was proposed for the loss of ships and planes across the triangle. This theory states that massive releases of methane gas, methane gas, which I kind of believe this one. This is very, very believable. Frozen beneath the first few layers of soil at the bottom of the ocean could be responsible for sinking ships and dropping planes out of the sky. Such a large release of methane could in fact create a swarm of bubbles directly underneath a ship, which would destroy its buoyancy and cause the ship to sink immediately. So if you can imagine a giant fucking bubble encasing a ship.
Methane is farts, though.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of how you would want to see farts.
Right?
And they would be sea farts. I hate myself. I'm ashamed. I'm an adult woman and I just said see.
What if our farts? Our smarts?
They're actually farts.
Our farts smelled like the sea.
Fuck.
But it wouldn't be all methane, like, gas.
We're all frozen gas bubbles from the ocean floor. But what even are we? We're 70% water. We could all be methane gas bubbles from the ocean.
Then when do we... Everybody here. Okay. Where was I at? So imagine a giant blah, 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 with no ocean underneath it. In a similar way, this is what the theorists propose happens to ships in the triangle.
Which is fucking terrifying.
Right.
But like, I mean, because the thought of planes in general, they're flying in the sky. At any moment. Oh, what happened?
Your curtain moved. It scared me and I forgot the window was open.
The fact that planes fly in the sky, they could, you know, just fall at any moment. Something could fail.
They could, but they could also start back up.
But then also thinking of something just floating along in the ocean could just lose its fucking buoyancy. Ability to float, the buoyancy, and just sink.
Right?
Oh, that is so scary to me.
Right? But if you, I mean, supposedly flying in a plane is safer than fucking driving your car, which we drive every single day.
Yeah, but I'm putting all of my trust into the person that's flying it, hoping that they are safer than me driving.
And not drunk. Oh, dear God. Or on drugs.
Which everything is a possibility.
It is. And they're all strangers. So.
I'm so terrified.
What are you looking at? Because something to tell me.
Yeah, after you're done with this. Continue. Okay, good.
Blah, blah, blah. The methane, however, can rise for tens of thousands of feet, and when it occurs superheated jet exhaust, it can explode, which is the result of exploded and damaged jet engines and causing planes to fall out of the sky.
Holy shit.
This theory is completely plausible and very realistic, except scientists say that the last massive release of undersea methane in the area occurred 15,000 years ago. Which, how the fuck do you know this?
I don't know.
Why do we have that kind of technology, but yet we can't keep plastic out of the ocean or homeless people
we can't keep plastic out of the ocean.
I'm just saying, why do you have that kind of technology?
Because there are people studying specifically to go talk about
this. I don't care.
And they don't care about the stuff that's happening like that.
Why is that being supported, though? Why are they given money and all these grants and not actually helping the world?
You are doing
the world
so
that they live in.
PowerPoint. PowerPoint.
I'm so passionate about it, though. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Why is that getting approved?
We're going to fix the world.
Are we?
Me and you.
How?
Not anybody.
I ain't picking up that trash. Not by myself.
Oh, yeah. Me and you.
No.
We'll get a little boat.
And like a large net.
Yes. Very. It's gonna be such a big
but
net.
But there's going to be a lot of fish in that, too. We have to get the fish out of it. It's crazy. I'd be the captain. Would you trust me?
Yes.
I have no driving boat skill abilities.
Caleb knows how to. We'll bring him. He's included all of a sudden.
So you need to now apply for a grant.
Right.
So we can buy the boat to begin with.
Do you remember that thing they put in like Fayetteville for a little bit? It was like this giant thing. It was like a patch of something and it collected trash.
I'm sorry, what?
It looked like
on purpose?
Dead grass. Yeah. But it like stood up out of the water and it caught it like trash floated towards it.
Really?
I don't understand how it worked. But I think they took it out, they were testing it.
Really?
I don't remember.
Was it real like material that was catching it? Or yeah. Or like was it plastic?
They just put a thing out there. I don't know. I literally don't know.
That would be redundant.
I thought that you would remember.
No.
Sorry.
Never in my life ever. But you lived in Fayetteville for a while.
For a little bit, yeah. When I still had Shadow and would go walk and stuff. Stop, my little baby. I had a black lab named Shadow, and it was so sad, but
she was so cute.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Oh, yeah, you still have stuff in yours.
I have two sentences. I just have
a funny, like, sentence.
Okay, so it turns out the only real mystery surrounding the Bermuda Triangle is why there's a mystery to begin with. The facts and the data have been publicly available since the mid-70s. And reputable scientists have debunked the entire mystery routinely over the, like, I put las instead of last.
Listen, I think you retired by the time you got las several decades.
Several decades. And I want to cite this because the YouTube channel, it's the Infographs, and they do different topics, all scientific or kind of like debunking.
The same,
and, let me see.
Independent something.
That's where they got a lot of their information.
The scientist info. There's just a sentence in here that made me laugh so hard.
Oh no, let me take a drink of my coffee.
Oh, listen, you're going to just need to put that down. It talks about...
Oh, you meant my coffee.
The independent... Okay, this website is literally just called Independent.
Yeah.
I'm not going to scroll back up.
It's a UK...
That. Yeah.
News... What is it called? Journalist? Journalism? Okay. I'm done.
But it's talking about those, like, the... explosive releases of methane gas, and how it's the crystalline cage of water, blah 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 blah. But then it says such blowouts it has been suggested that a giant plume of gas could cause a sea bubble like it was boiling.
Ew.
And sinking ships because the resulting foam is much less dense, blah blah blah.
Ew.
Takes their they don't have buoyancies. Anyways, but
swallows them.
The fact that it said
blowouts,
blowout, the fucking ocean having a blowout, meaning the ocean is farting.
Essentially, I mean, it's methane gas, so
fucking exploding. But that theory is actually really cool to me, and I think that could be really realistic. But regardless of that,
although a methane bubble hasn't happened since like 15,000 years ago,
whatever. It could be happening in the
they
the
funded
trench
that.
Over there.
They
in
gave
Puerto
out funds
Rico,
for this, and they signed
the
these
deepest
grants,
part of the ocean.
And they approved it.
Why are we doing this? Why are we fighting? But regardless of all of the stuff that we talked about, or other theories, or if it could be a wave,
I gotta pull it.
All of the energy that has to be in that area, regardless of all of this stuff that's happening, there has to be such an energy there. Even if somebody did die in an exploding plane that was a flying gas tank, it's still like, I feel like that stuff resonates and it stays. And I think that it affects the thing. It affects everything around it. That's what I think.
So my theory,
like you can feel residual, you
right?
Me and you, I right. know for a fact can walk into a place and know that someone has died there or known that something has happened there,
right?
Because I've done that before,
right?
Because that shit gets left behind, it leaves a film on everything. It's gross. It's sticky.
It's gross.
And it fucking stays.
It's not semen.
It's
I get it.
Gross. Give me a black light. Let's go to the Bermuda
semen.
Triangle.
Get it.
Stop the fucking sea puns. I guess I started it.
So I believe there's no science backing it, but I think it's a mixture of both human error and bunch of traffic, and there could be a residual type of energy there that
and people could be afraid and could already be fucking out because they're like, oh my gosh, we're gonna try. And
but
go.
They're yeah, exactly. It's in their head a lot of it. We're entering in this known place where people disappear. However, there are other similar, like, Bermuda-esque triangular areas.
Where a lot of things happen.
A lot of things happen. There's a lot of traffic and all that. But they don't talk about that. Why? I don't know.
Well, and I thought that I was going to find theories on the magnetic pull there. Because I thought that was a theory. Like, there are places in the U.S., but I couldn't find
it. There's, like, one thing out there. That's why I didn't touch on it.
But there are places in the U.S. that have more, like, paranormal activity or more weird stuff happens, or, like, even places where serial killers have been more active because of the magnetic pull in certain places. And that's a story I would like to touch on that at some point.
Yeah, another. That'd be really cool. Because
there's apparently, like, not a triangle, but, like, a shape that goes across the U.S. It's
basically a giant X, and in any of those lines, I saw
there's more activity. It's a bad
source, but I saw how, like, Ghost Adventures touched on it.
Oh, yeah. But because it is a very...
That's where I first saw it, and then there's been other people. Thing. Yeah.
But it's because of the magnetic pull in certain areas, and it's more, like...
Fucks with people, basically.
Spooky, Mercury, retrograde. Oh my God. But anyways, and I thought I was going to see more about that, but there wasn't as much. It was more like aliens or big waves or...
Atlanteans.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. And there's been a lot of, like, I don't remember the Gravity Falls.
Did Amelia Earhart?
Wasn't that over the... That's where she went
missing. I was going to ask you. I didn't find anything. Like, I just typed in Bermuda Triangle.
I did find a story on her.
But I didn't find it on the first page. I thought I would.
No, I had to, like, search. Because most of it's like, all of this is fake, and they're not actually giving you stories of people, real people that went missing. I had to really search.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Because they're not talking about, there are lives gone. Like, there are people that actually went missing.
Right.
That still have yet to be found, that are, their families don't have closure, and people weren't talking about that.
Right.
So.
Here we are.
Here we are.
That's still weird to me, that 300 people.
309. Yeah.
Gone.
Just gone. Nobody's ever found. Nothing. And there were all the theories that I could find, I told you.
I know.
There's not very much on
that
it.
That was almost just a paragraph.
Hundreds of lives. I mean, we went to high school with about that many people.
600 people.
Our graduating class was like 400 something. Like, what
600.
If all of us went missing? No, our graduating class was like 440 something. It's like 400 something. Anyways, but that's like, what if half of our fucking high school just went missing? Yeah. What would people say?
Oh my God.
Aliens. No, nobody's talking about it.
Right. Or this shit's fake.
That's why it's so crazy to me. And that happened within the last, like, century.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm climbing off my soapbox. This is it. This is me.
This is us.
Sorry. If you guys have anything that you want us to talk about, we're gonna... What?
That girl that we talked to on... Or that I talked to on Reddit.
Yes.
I'm diving into her story.
Okay, cool.
For next week.
Yeah, people have recommended things. Somebody specifically reached out to Gabby about a story about her friend. So she's going to get into that.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked.
It's just so unsettling.
Yeah.
How so many things go.
It's... Yeah.
How so many things get swept under the rug. Yeah. So if you have anything you want us to talk about, email us. Like I said, I say every time, I check Instagram pretty often. You can message me on the BNOD podcast Instagram. Twitter is also the same, BNOD podcast.
We don't check Facebook at all.
I check Facebook, but it just isn't super active. Most people, I'm connecting with a lot more people on Instagram, and people actually do message us on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
But if you want to email us directly, it's bnodpodcast@gmail.com, Facebook, Be Nice or Die Podcast. We're going to sound beautiful next time we record.
Hopefully, if I can figure it out. Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Because we have fancy mixer and we're going to have mics in our faces and we're each going to have one. It's going to be great.
I'm excited.
We're going to have that filter that catches on my breath.
Yeah.
It's going to be really exciting. I'm very excited. Do you have anything else you want to tell the people?
Be nice.
Or die. I'm being serious, guys. Like, I don't want to have to say this every time. Like, I don't know, you can't just be nice.
Or die.
Or fucking die.
Like, I'm really, like, at my limit. Like, I'm here. You can't see it, but I'm, like, here.
It's almost above her
I'm
head.
Up here. I need to come down here. Wait, look. You laughed.
Oh.
Our laughs are so aggressive on the watching it being recorded.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, I'm here with it.
Right there.
Right here.
He's so stupid.
Anyways, just be nice.
Or die.
Or fucking die.
Okay. Don't die.